heading to Rarotonga, then you need to get the unofficial official guide to Raro, and it's completely free. The helpful 8-page PDF gets you completely ready for your holiday to Rarotonga. Inside the guide, you'll find information on transportation, Wi-Fi, customs, SIM, eSIM information on the cards, scooter rentals, and so much more. To get your free guide to Rarotonga, head to raropass.com/guide. That's raropass, raropass.com/guide. Welcome to the Key Runner Podcast, a show about what you will find, what you will not find in the Cook Islands. And now here's your host, Chantal Napa.
Cook Islands. Welcome back, everyone, to Kia Rana Podcast. This is your host, Chantal Napa. I'm sitting with Lydia Sipe-Wright, and we attended this conference upstairs. Then we broke for lunch. Then I saw Lydia, and I came, sat next door with her at the table, and we're talking about the event that we just been to, you know, SBTO. And then Lydia was talking to me, and, you know, I was like, how's the kids, how's the grandkids, how's this, how's that, you know. Then you started talking to me, Lydia, about Ovaine, and I was going, that's not BPW, Business Pacific Women. She go, no. And then you like, Woman of the Month, Chantal, that's what we do. I just, 5 minutes, please, Lydia. This is fantastic. So Ovaine, Lydia Sipe, everybody. Yes. Please tell me about Ovaine.
Ovaine. In 2006, two very special women got together and came up with this program to honor our community women for their volunteer work that is not paid in their own communities, whether it's church, sport, their tapere or their whatever group that they belong to, their tutui tivovai group, whatever group. And it's their volunteer time in those groups. So we wanted to honour these women. So Mama Rosie Blake and Vaini Arioka from BCI as the managing director, they both initiated it in 2007. So we negotiated the program in 2006 and we commenced and implemented the program from January 2007 right up to today.
So, yes. So that's 17 years.
That's correct. And we've been still going. So that's our social program.
Yes.
Kumiti Ovaine has one social program and that's the Woman of the Month.
Yep.
So every month we host the program at the Islander Hotel and we invite all the recipient and their families and friends and their community to come and celebrate what this person has done.
And you were just telling me that you've just celebrated the 204th, was it?
This month.
This month?
Yeah, this week.
Woman of the Month?
Yeah. Yeah. On Thursday, we will be honouring the 204th person. So, yeah, we haven't missed many months. I think we missed 1 month during COVID of all the years that we have hosted the occasion. And we're still going strong.
And who was your last Woman of the Month?
Teremona Tangirere,
yes.
From tourism, actually.
Yes.
But it was her community that nominated her,
yes.
From Titikawaka Ikalesia,
yep.
Painitini.
Yes.
They nominated Teremona,
yes.
To be the Woman of the Month. So she was our number 203rd. So she was February, in the month of February.
Yes.
And even though we honour them and award them the Woman of the Month in that month, the actual award lasts for a whole year, because the next person doesn't come on until a year's time.
And so Ovaine, is it a non-government organisation?
That's correct. We're a small civil society organisation and we've been going since 2007. But before that, we were part of the SISNOC Women in Sport Commission.
Okay. What's SISNOC, Lydia?
Sports.
Just for the listeners.
The CISNOC is the National Olympic Committee for the Cook Islands, and they represent all the sports federations in the Cook Islands. And they host the Cook Island Games, and they always send a team to the Olympics, to the South Pacific Games, to the Commonwealth. And that's where we started off from. We were a small commission promoting women in sport and leadership. And that's where we started from. By 2000, CISNOC decided that they were not going to fund and support the Women of the Month program. So we said to them that we'll do it alone. We'll go it alone. And we started off with three sponsors. And over the years, we've added more sponsors and more sponsors. And we now have 18 sponsors, including our founding member, Bank of Cook Islands. So we really appreciate the vision that Baini Arioka had with Rosie Blake to start this program. And we knew that we couldn't be as big as the Business and Professional Women's Group, who was hosting the Woman of the Year. But they've discontinued that program, whereas we have continued with ours, honouring. So 12 women get honoured every year. So we still keep going because our sponsors are still with us.
That's
18
amazing.
Sponsors
yeah,
are still
thank
with
you,
us.
Lydia.
Yeah.
That's amazing and such a beautiful... So how do I become a member?
Just come and join us, yeah. we do appreciate women who want to come and support the program. Sometimes we have women that come in and support a specific area. At the moment we are implementing what we call our environment program, the GCF, the Green Climate Fund, and we're in partnership with Cook Islands Climate Change, and we run a Pa'inua training program, which includes cybersecurity. We teach our community women how to use the tablet, how to access right information, the internet, but the correct information, depending on what they're looking for. If it's weather related, we show them which sites are the official sites to look at and collect information from. And it's around building their own safety and resilience in the community.
Yeah.
But tagged on to that program is also us teaching them how to be safe on the internet so that they're not scammed.
Mm.
And that's part of the program we're training under the Green Climate Fund.
Fantastic.
So that's one of our extra programs that we do. We also do charitable work. We help our most vulnerable people in the community who are struggling to build their homes or who are actually living in very substandard homes. And that's what we do. We do a lot of fundraising, and then we do a partnership with another group to build homes. So at the moment we're building a home for an 80-year-old couple living in a 40-foot container that's not connected to water, power, or sewage. So that's what we're working on now.
That's amazing. Thank you, Lydia. Yeah. So, Olva Ine, I'll put the links for your organisation in this podcast. I really appreciate you, Lydia, speaking to me today about this and speaking to everybody else. There you go, everyone. Kia Rana Podcast, what you will find and what you will not find in the Cook Islands. This is your host, Chantal Napa, and Lydia Sipe, Olva Ine. Thank you so much.